This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen the economy and create jobs for the youth. Addressing a public meeting at Harsil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed on the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the state, appealing to the people to visit Uttarakhand in winter season. The Prime Minister also outlined major infrastructure projects approved for the state. The budget session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began today. This is the fourth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly and will have 5 sittings. The proceeding on the first day commenced with Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnayak's address to the House. The Governor on the occasion said that the budget for the financial year 2025-26 will not only lay out the strategic direction for the state's development over the next year, but will also serve as a blueprint and action plan for achieving the goal of building a Viksit Arunachal by 2047. He said through strategic allocations, the state government aims to address the state's multifaceted needs, fostering inclusive growth and sustainable development. The Governor added that by prioritizing the critical sectors, government will be setting the stage for a transformative era in Arunachal Pradesh, ensuring development benefits reach all corners of our society. 4 bills, the Arunachal Pradesh Goods and Service Tax Amendment Bill 2025, the Arunachal Pradesh Arun Parivar Patra Authority Bill 2025, the Arunachal Pradesh Public Premises Eviction of Unauthorized Occupants Amendments Bill 2025, and the Arunachal Pradesh Floodplain Zoning Bill 2025 were introduced in the State Assembly today. The 5-day Assembly session will conclude on March 12. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has stressed that India is adopting a pragmatic and techno-legal approach to artificial intelligence governance. In an article written by him in a national daily, the minister said the government is investing in AI-driven safeguards against deepfakes, cybersecurity threats, and privacy risks, ensuring responsible AI deployment. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new income tax bill is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The committee has summoned the representatives of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India along with Ernst & Young to record oral evidence. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijayant Panda. India has condemned the security breach by separatists and extremists during the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to the United Kingdom. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement called it provocative activity of a small group of separatists and extremists. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 6-day visit to the UK and Ireland. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by state's Special Task Force and Punjab Police. Briefing media about the successful joint operation, Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said the arrested terrorist works for the head of the Germany-based module of Babbar Khalsa International, Swarn Singh alias Jeevan Fauji, and is in direct touch with Pakistan-based ISI operatives. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the central government is committed to the welfare of minority communities in the country, prioritizing inclusive development. The minister was speaking at the regional review meeting and training workshop on the Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram for the states and union territories of the southern region at Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. He reaffirmed the central government's commitment to Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Delhi Metro today completed a tunnel breakthrough for its golden metro line at Vasant Kunj in the national capital. The 26-kilometer metro line will run under the Aero City Tughlakabad corridor and is being built by the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation as part of its Phase 4 expansion. India's metro network now ranks as the third most vast after USA and China. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference in New Delhi on International Women's Day on Saturday. The conference is being organized on the theme of Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat by the Women and Child Development Ministry. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.